A lesson I plan to preach, I'm not going to preach this morning. Not sure how much voice I'll have, getting over whatever it is, and hopefully it'll go well. The lesson this morning is kind of like a shotgun, and it's maybe has several points, and it's not going to go very far, but maybe it might hit something. You never know. In life, there's different ways of looking at things, and you know, sometimes I go through life and maybe I don't pay too close of attention to things, and when I don't pay very much attention to things around me and life, I'm everything's okay. And then I look a little closer and you start to see some of the difficulties in life, and you see problems, and you see, you know, discouragement, and you see all sorts of things, and you think, oh my goodness, this is horrible. So, you know, they say ignorance is bliss, and in a sense that is correct. But when it comes to being a child of God, when it comes to doing the things that God wants us to do in life, we can get discouraged. And throughout the Bible, there's all sorts of discouraging things, but there is also encouragement in God's words and blessings in God's words and safety in God's words. And this morning, I want to look at those, just a few passages that talk about that, and maybe something might hit and might resonate with you. If you turn to John, the 16th chapter, if you're going to follow along, if not, these are just going to be short little passages. In John chapter 16, and in verse 33, says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me... you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation." So let's just go here. In the world and in me, Jesus says, or God, or however you want to say it, you're going to have tribulation, so you're going to have trouble. In him, you're going to have peace. So just starting out there, who take your pick, which side you want. Well, we mostly pick this side for whatever reason. We pick trouble. "But be of good cheer," Jesus says. "I have overcome the world." So even if you pick the trouble side, he can still help. "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Turn to Psalm, and so that's an encouraging thing. That's encouraging. Should be to us. Psalm 46. And you know, when you just think about trouble, when you think about right now at work, we have temporary people. We're having, and they're coming through like floodgates. Four or five of them come in, and three of them go out, and three more come in, and four go out, and four more come in, and we just, and their stories. I have one of my guys that he loves finding out their stories, and he goes down, and he talks to them, and he comes back, and he's got the most amazing, horrible stories that they have. You know, they have this problem, and this problem, and this problem, and this problem. Everything in their life is in this column. Everything is in this column. And every once in a while, you get somebody, they've had all kinds of problem, but they're trying to find Jesus. They're trying to incorporate that in their lives. And so even as we're talking about this for ourselves, if you think, well, I've got this licked over here, I'm on this side, no problem, there's people you come in contact with that don't. All right, Psalm 46, in the first three verses, says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Refuge, strength. Anybody else need any strength sometimes? I know some people, sometimes that's their saying, "Give me strength." Right? in a difficult time. Therefore, we will not fear. So there's fear on this side. No fear on this side. Even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Talk about Alaska. Talk about shaking. We've had a lot of shaking going on here lately. And then drop down to verse 7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So God's over here. God is not here. At least he can overcome this, but he's not over here. Again, what side do you want to be on? How about Isaiah? Isaiah chapter 41. It says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Being upheld, and I'm not going to keep writing on the other side, the negative side of that. Being upheld, strengthening, not being dismayed. Dismayed would be over here. Not dismayed over there. That's God talking to us, promising us, strengthening us, encouraging us. In 2 Timothy, the first chapter, 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, because that's on this side, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We just sang power in the blood. Power, love, sound mind. Sometimes when things are going crazy, a sound mind is not something that I have, right? God says that's what he's doing. Not giving us a spirit of fear. Back to Psalm 16. Psalm 16. In verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is my right hand, I shall not be moved. So here, this one's talking about being focused. And this is him before us. What do we have before us? Do we have the world, the thinking of the world, or we have God before us? Do we have him in our minds? Do we have him there? If he is, then because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. And so we can be strong, we can be upheld, we can be have that power of God. That's the encouragement that God gives us because of these things. Psalm 55. And verse 22 says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. And what's interesting here is people over here have burden, but God says to cast it upon him. So we can still have the burden. Doesn't mean it goes away. You know, that's what we would like. We would like to say, okay, we come before God, we pray to him, and he's going to do all these wonderful things for us, and he's going to take the burden away. Well, it doesn't mean he's going to take it away. It'd be nice if it worked that way, that the burden will just go away. But he says, give me the burden. may still be there, but give it to him. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. So no matter what we're going through, we can still be strong, be in him. Psalm 62 and verse 6, he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. It's the rock, the salvation, the very thing that this is all about. The very thing, salvation. To have heaven. But he's also going to be our defense. He's on our side. If we're on his side, he is on our side. And then like the Psalm 55 we just talked about in 1 Peter 5, a passage that when I read that Psalm 55 makes me think of 1 Peter 5 and verse 7. It says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Casting all your care, all your troubles, in essence. For he cares for you. He cares about us. He wants us to succeed. He wants us to overcome. In Nahum chapter 1 and verse 7 says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the days of trouble. He knows those who trust him. So on this side we have the Lord is good, a stronghold in the days of trouble, which is most days for most people. And he knows those, and all of this, that trust him. In Isaiah 26. Isaiah chapter 26 and in verse 3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts you. And so it talks about peace. If we have our mind centered on the things that are right, that we're trusting him, that we understand all of these things, we can have perfect peace. It doesn't mean everything goes away. Doesn't mean everything is wonderful. Doesn't mean smooth sailing. Doesn't mean we have everything that we could possibly want. But when our mind is on God, then we can have that peace. Not the peace necessarily of the world, but the peace that comes with salvation. Those are the verses. I hope these verses find you encouraging today and invite you to work them into your prayers and for the prayers of your brethren, for us, for people in the world that you know. You can choose your side. Which side do you want? There have been times that I've sent a text or an email or left a voicemail just trying to encourage someone, a brother or sister, someone else in the world, somebody I know. And they've either texted me back or they've called me a few days later and they apologized that they didn't acknowledge the text or the message, whatever it was, or thank me or some other kind of closure to what I had sent to them. And they felt bad. So the whole point of the message was to make them feel better, and it made them feel bad because they didn't respond right away. That's not what it's all about. As a matter of fact, sometimes when I'll send something to somebody, I'll say, no response needed. because I'm not expecting. The whole point was not to get something back. The whole point was to help somebody. That's what this lesson is. The whole point is not for somebody to come up and say, that was a good lesson, that was a bad lesson, that was a horrible thing, that was a good thing. It's not about that. It's about trying to help. Same thing. The last time this happened, I told the person it was not necessary that they respond back at all. Don't feel bad. Because I look at this encouragement, this thing is something that I may send or say or whatever to someone, trying to encourage them because I know they're having a difficult time. I kind of see it as a heat-seeking missile. Something that you target on what you want to hit. And you fire it and you forget about it. Because you're not expecting it to come back to you. You just hope it hits the mark for them. And it has the effect you were hoping. Not the opposite. Oh, I feel bad because I didn't respond back. Oh my goodness. That's not the point. Trying to be an encouragement. This is how I see encouragement. As the encourager, we take heart of our effort will have a positive effect. And if we're the one being encouraged, if I'm on the receiving side from time to time, we might just let it and leave it at that. But you receive it, and you're thankful for it. Either way, I'm firing these verses this morning your way. And I'm confident that they'll bring you comfort and encouragement. That is God's blessing and work in your life. Because that's what God wants. That's why they're here. That's why they're written down. And many, 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 many more. And we could write all kinds of bad things on this side. All kinds of bad things. You can just think about them in your life. You can think about them in the lives of people you know and you care about. That don't have God, that don't have these things, that don't have this, and they're struggling. And this is what we can offer them and what God can offer them. So we need to live blessed today and be a blessing to others. Because that's what it's all about. A song that's been selected to encourage us. What can wash away our sin? What can wash away the stuff on this side? Nothing but the blood of Jesus and all the good things. That's another thing. His blood. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood. We're trying to encourage people to look toward heaven as their home. If we can help you to get yourself there today, won't you let us know as we stand and sing this song?